Folks, you can support the hardest working sports talk show in South Florida through Cash App or Venmo. Just search Cash Big O Show. Support us through Cash App or Venmo. Cash Big O Show. We thank you for your incredible support.
I checked my bag yesterday of Sheba, and I was up 337%. I was like, wow, all right. So I'm just hoping this thing continue. I wanted to move over a digit or two. If it does that, it's, you know, the bag is going to grow quite a bit. So I am loving this this Sheba run. I didn't think it would make this kind of a run now, to be honest with you. When I invested in Sheba, because of Sheba Swap, because I know they're building the blockchain and they're going to have a layer two, and I know that they are starting with the NFTs, you know, it has substance to it. And that's why I never viewed it like Doge. Doge is complete crap. Doge is a big, just hot air balloon that is just going to burst at one point or another. Sheba actually has like technology behind it. You know, the Sheba swap alone is something that eventually, and wait till it gets, when Sheba gets put on Robinhood, that's when it's going to blow up. Remember, the biggest wallet that owns Dogecoin is Robinhood. And I always tell you guys and ladies out there, of course, I say guys because I mean it in general, okay? I always tell you that never buy your crypto at Robinhood or places like that because you don't own it. See, when you buy it on Coinbase and you buy it on crypto.com and you buy it on Binance, and you're going to get keys to your wallet. Only you can get to your wallet, not Coinbase and not crypto and not anybody else. Those 12 words are the only thing that gets into your wallet. Nobody else can. And the problem is, in Robinhood, they don't give you any keys because you don't own the crypto. You have to buy it and sell it off of them. So if you buy Bitcoin off of them, you don't get to move it to a wallet. You don't get to move it to your crypto.com account. You don't get to move it to your Binance account. You don't get to move it to your Coinbase account. You don't get to move it to your smart wallet or anything else that you have. A cold storage. You don't get to move it there. It stays in Robinhood because they own it. So if you go to Doge and you see, the beauty of the blockchain is everything's out in public. And you look at the biggest wallet that owns Doge, it's Robinhood. Why? Because of all the Generation Xers or Zs, right? Generation Zs is what it is. The Generation Zs and maybe the Millennials who all bought Doge, besides some of the other people bought Doge, through Robinhood, that's the biggest owners of it. Right there. So once Sheba gets on Robinhood, the same thing's going to happen. And they're going to get on Sheba. And eventually young people will figure it out that Doge has no substance to it. Where Sheba, you can just go to the website and swap your Sheba for Bitcoin or for Ethereum or whatever you want to do on there on the Sheba swap. And people are going to know that. And then they're going to be able to, you know, swap their Litecoin or whatever for Sheba. So watch when Robinhood adds it, it's already climbing now. When Robinhood adds it, it's going to soar. Okay. And I'm not telling you to invest in Sheba at all. It's a complete gamble. I mean, I'll tell you, hey, man, I love Ethereum. I'm investing Ethereum. I'm strong in it. VeChain, whatever, as I've told you in the past. Sheba, I told everybody it's a gamble. It's like playing a lottery ticket. So it's up to you if you want to invest in it. But right now, whoever has, you probably should have taken out some profits already and you'll be all right. So anyway. So there you go. But I am enjoying this Sheba run, man. This is absolutely amazing.